we have to proceed with the utmost caution when we decide to undertake a military expedition and risk the lives of our young men and women in the armed forces. And I take very seriously our responsibility here, not just to rubber stamp what the president, whether he's from my party or another party, wants to do in this area, and instead to have Congress be the one that is authorizing any military, any war. The Congress is required under the U.S. Constitution to be the one that's declaring war. We passed last fall. Now, we passed last fall a resolution that authorized the president to use military force if we determined, after working with the United Nations, that Saddam Hussein was not disarming. Now, I agree that President Bush has to make the case if we are to use military force, and I absolutely agree with you that we should do everything short of using military force to get Saddam Hussein to disarm and to diminish or eliminate any threat that he may pose to security in the Middle East or security in the world. But I do think in his State of the Union address the other night, and how many of you in this room watched the State of the Union address? Almost everybody in the room. I was actually watching it from a secure, undisclosed location. But it was actually better because I got to see it on television. Normally I'm in the hall and you couldn't, and I took a lot of notes, and I thought that the president began for the first time to declassify some of the intelligence information that has been available to the administration and to members of Congress. And the difficulty in making the case for what the problem is in Iraq is that much of what we have is classified information that the public has not been made aware of. Well, the president, for the first time, started to give a glimmer of some of the intelligence information we have, such as, number one, many of the interviews that the UN's weapons inspectors, led by Hans Blix, have conducted, that they think they're interviewing Iraqi scientists, they're actually interviewing Iraqi intelligence agents, which is really kind of making fools out of the weapons inspectors. Additionally, we have intelligence information that Saddam Hussein has had his intelligence agents moving tens of thousands of documents out of the way of the weapons inspectors, and also monitoring at all times the weapons inspectors, staying ahead of them. And I believe, based on the intelligence information that's been available to me, that the weapons inspections have not been very fruitful. They're very difficult. The other information that we have had, and we have had for some time, is that Saddam is trying furiously to work on developing a nuclear weapons capability. He has met with his nuclear scientists. He calls them his nuclear mujahideen. And he has taken steps to order uranium from Africa. And also, and now this is in dispute, there are two sides of this story, I suppose, but what really alerted U.S. intelligence was earlier this year, Saddam Hussein ordered thousands of aluminum metal tubes that would be used in a gas centrifuge to enrich uranium to make a nuclear weapon. Now, Saddam's government has told the weapons inspectors that they were ordering those tubes for artillery. And our intelligence, rocketry, our intelligence is that that is not true, that they were milled with such specifics that they could only have been used in a gas centrifuge. So there is some dispute as to what he was ordering those for. Now, I believe that, in my judgment, Saddam Hussein is not one to be trusted. I don't believe him. I am very suspicious of the effectiveness of the weapons inspections process, and I think you've even seen Colin Powell, who is the most dovish member of the administration, he has finally become fed up. And I would hope that we could avoid war in Iraq. I would hope that we could get Saddam Hussein to leave voluntarily. But we will have no ability to leverage Saddam Hussein in the event we are not ultimately prepared to back up our threat. And I do believe that if we remove Saddam Hussein from power in Iraq, that it will have a salutary effect on the war on terrorism, because he harbors Hamas, Hezbollah, terrorist groups that have threatened our ally in Israel and around the Middle East. And so I do think President Bush is trying to do something that would ultimately bring security, greater security, to the Middle East and ultimately to our country.